You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Hey, you want that to go?
Our first news takeout comes from Haiti, and we welcome an individual who we've been trying to reach for quite some time since the Haitian earthquake, but who for very obvious reasons has been pretty darn busy down there in Port-au-Prince. Shane Gilbert joins us, chief of the Joint Operations and Tasking Center for the United Nations in Haiti. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning, John.
So, you know, the UN was one of the big victims right after the earthquake. I mean, you arrived in the country, and not only was the nation devastated, but UN operations were devastated. How did you begin to pick up the pieces when you arrived 5 days after the earthquake?
Yeah, that was a fairly traumatic experience. As you mentioned, we lost about over 40 of our staff, including our senior leadership. So the first thing we had to do was we brought down some senior people from UN headquarters in New York, and I joined one of those teams that came down, and we just started picking up the pieces. People were walking around with dazed looks, basically, and just still recovering from the shock of it all. They'd had some pretty traumatic experiences as well, because they were all involved in helping the injured. We had UN staff helping with fairly triage and some pretty horrific surgeries that were happening inside tents and so forth. So it was very, almost like a combat zone down here.
You know, we're familiar with the face of the United Nations as a kind of thoughtful, diplomatic, maybe sometimes a slightly wordy, character on the world stage. You are the other face of the UN that actually gets things done, that mobilizes the kind of action end of the United Nations. What kinds of things did you have to do, and how different are you from those sober, sometimes boring speeches in the Security Council?
Yes, I've worked at both ends of the spectrum. Having my normal base is in New York, so I'm familiar with that side as well. Of course, in this situation, we're dealing with a number of member states and the host country itself, and we all share the same purpose, and that makes it a lot easier for us to act. Because we do share the same purpose, everyone was willing to work out how best we could work together. So in our role here in the JOTC, for example, all we did is we provided the opportunity for all of those member states and organizations to come together to be able to share the information that we could possibly gather, and then work with the humanitarian community to try and meet their needs that they couldn't deliver themselves. So that worked fairly well. The only difficult part, I guess, was just ensuring that we all knew how we would talk to each other and what procedures we would follow so that we wouldn't step on each other's toes. So that took a little while to do, but we got there.
Well, now you've got a huge task of getting basic food and water and a decent shelter to people because the hurricane season is coming and the weather's going to change down there. What's your plan?
Well, we just had our first rain today, and our biggest problem right now is trying to get enough shelters to people and getting the rubble from the streets. We have a huge sanitation problem about to confront us with streets flooding, not enough latrines. So that's our major focus right now, trying to get that done before the end of this month and early March.
And we're dealing with millions and millions of people who are at risk. Shane Gilbert, chief of the Joint Operations and Tasking Center for the United Nations in Haiti, a job definitely not completed. Thanks so much.